Happy Saturday, or I should say happy Trey's wedding day. Man, head on over to Patreon. Kim reveals everything she knows about the big day. Who do we expect to be there? I mean, Cynthia Bailey was invited, Kenya Moore, Kyle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Was Ramona really not invited? We talk about this rumor going around that Melissa was kicked out of the engagement party. We talk about the rap party. We talk about everything. So here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon. And of course, we review this week's Beverly Hills. Did we really need Rinna Rose? Do we really need Rinna Rita? Oh, we break it all down. Here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon with Miss Kim D and enjoy.
Oh, good.
Our girl's getting married.
Yes, she is. And it's going to rain, unfortunately.
Are you really sad about that, Kim?
If I were to think of a nice thing to say, they say rain brings good luck, but you know, I'm not too sad. No, it is what it is. I think this is all, listen, I'm sure they're really getting married, but the fact that they're filming and now Dolores and Jen are in the wedding and they kicked Melissa out of the shower. I mean, it's just all, you know, the cameras are going to be there. I mean, there's a lot of fakeness going on. And Ramona's not going now. Really, honestly, so what that the girl put it up? She thought she was doing a nice thing. She was excited about how she thought it was gorgeous. It was dead flowers in a box. The only thing that really messed her up was the website, you know, because people were going on the website making fun and Kim D. Paola's coming and this one, you know what I mean? That was the only thing. But
Kim G's coming.
Right. You know, big deal.
We got a plus three for Amber and the twins.
Exactly. But you know, meanwhile, did you hear that security asked Melissa to leave? And yeah, the shower.
Why though? I don't understand.
This is my theory. Usually okay. I'm right. Okay. So I predicted a whole bunch of things before. Now, let me say what happened. Louis's sister, Veronica, was married to a very wealthy man in California. It just so happens that once Louis and Teresa signed their little agreement to do this show, all of a sudden, Veronica got separated from her husband, came to New Jersey, and she's part of the filming. Now they have the shower. The shower was Sunday. And she was there. She was there. She made a huge speech. She was in hot pink. She made a huge speech. It was filmed. So that's my theory again. He's going to bring his whole family on the show. She was filming and she start crying because of the speech. And Teresa start crying because it was such a lovely speech. She said that Teresa is the only woman for her brother. They are the match made in heaven, blah, blah, blah. Now, fast forward or before, not sure. Melissa went up to talk to Teresa. And Teresa asked security to escort her out. Now, supposedly she wasn't supposed to come, Melissa Gorga. And the girls, Teresa's daughter, told her to come. I'm trying to think that they would make up. Well, that didn't happen. That's what is the word on the street is. We will see if that's what the case, what the thing is. But Melissa was seen at a restaurant afterwards crying to Joe Gorga of humiliation and embarrassment that she was asked to leave the shower. He shouldn't even be at that wedding. That's my opinion. Family or no, she's not family. She's evil. Make a stand, Joe Gorga. Make a stand, Melissa. Have some pride. Look in that mirror and have integrity. Have integrity.
Donatella Versace?
Well, we don't know that for sure. That's something we don't know for sure. I agree. In the meantime, so did you watch Beverly?
Oh my God. Where do we begin? Where do we begin?
That's the pot calling the kettle black, you know? And I really thought it was funny when they said that Sutton was a liability and it was brought up like, you know, that Garcelle had told Sutton and Sutton.
She gets
takes it on the chin. David, she takes it on the chin. They've called her more names. They call her out and she just takes it on the chin. I think it's interesting that Rinna's coming out with a rosé when LVP has her rosé.
Well, Sonia Morgan.
She really hates. Yeah, she hates LVP. And then Lisa Rinna, when she said, get the F out of my house if you're going to disrespect me. Oh, my God. That was a crazy moment. But guess what? Sutton sat there and took it. She sat there and took it. You didn't watch Andy. So they brought up to Rinna what happened when they walked off the plane. Oh. So Rinna told the story. She said that it was at about 11 o'clock at night and they were coming off the plane. Rinna had her mask on and they were coming off and they both had, they were going to go separate ways. Both of them had a car picking them up. And this woman was standing there asking, acting like a fan and acting like she wanted to take a picture. And Rinna was like, I wasn't having it. I had my mask on. I was tired. So Rinna walked away. And all of a sudden, the woman handed the papers to Erica. And as Erica walked outside, Rinna saw this big thing of papers in her hand and realized, see, the girl was acting like a fan. And that's how she got Erica to stop.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job. And I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Okay. Well, yeah. Also, Andy said, what's going on with you? And he said, do you have any, like with this social media stuff you've been posting, do you have any regrets? She goes, yeah, I regret all of it. She goes, I don't, she goes, I'm a hot mess. She said she was a hot mess.
That I saw. And that's where people are really not happy with Andy. Okay. So he probably, by the way, can we just go back to, I mean, it's now I'm having like a delayed reaction. Teresa thinks that Andy was going to bring SJP to her
Could
wedding.
Could you believe it? Could you believe who she thinks she is? Like SJP? No, no, Teresa. No, Teresa. Yeah. She said that on Andy, on the Watch What Happens Live last time she was on. Oh, and I had this vision and I know you're going to bring SJP. And Andy was looking at her like she thinks a lot of herself. Luann's down to earth. Luann is really a good person. Remember when we were at the Giovanni thing?
She was there. Nice.
She's really a good person. I like her. You know, she's had her issues. Who cares? We all have. But I like her. I like Luann a lot. I have no ill words to say about Luann. She was always, always lovely to me. Always. This season coming up is going to be really good, David.
You do. And then I have to have some fun. You do. You think New Jersey is going to be good? I do.
Jersey is just dripping with drama, dripping with it. You can't get away with it. It's a train wreck that you have to watch and you have to hear. I mean, I'm right in it. So I hear all this stuff and I'm the one who called the Dina thing, but it's just unbelievable.
Erica Jane is a dominatrix. Yes. Girl, set that website. Call that trademark lawyer.
I love it. But did you see her new pixie haircut? I love it.
No.
Oh my God. It's adorable.
It's on Instagram.
I agree. I love it.
The Pretty Mess Dungeon. Open that business.
Not crazy about Diana. Oh, also Rinna was asked about the lip licking of Diana. And Rinna said that when she was an actress, she had an issue. She kept licking her lips and the producer and the director came over and said, you have to stop that. And it's, you know, you have to stop. You're doing it a lot. And she learned not to do it. She's saying like what I said, it's a nervous tic. And some, you know, I guess she goes, maybe she'll learn from watching herself back. But Andy had it as one of the questions that everybody's writing into. What the hell's wrong with this girl? She keeps licking her lips. I agree in the exorcism. So they did an exorcism on Lisa Rinna last night. It was really funny too. When she would speak, it would speak in the exorcist voice. It was funny. It was really funny. I got a kick out of it.
Well, Kim got a kick out of a lot of other things. So we break down Teresa's wedding. We address this rumor that Melissa was kicked out of the party. Which housewives do we really think are going to be in attendance? I mean, let's not forget Kyle was invited, Luann, Cynthia Bailey, Kenya Moore. Break all that down, break down the wrap party for New Jersey, and deep dive into RHOBH. Happy Trey's wedding day. Head on over to Patreon and enjoy.